Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
So, the last time we played, you guys had fought that horseman, and he'd gotten away.
He's a jerk.
Ran off like a bitch.
Yeah. And you check back in at the tavern with everyone in the tavern. Everyone's still okay. And you made the plans that you were going to have fun storming the castle. And, and maybe on your way doing that or whatever. So, everyone's all, I guess, you're all mounted up on your horses. Did you want to give anybody anything or do you want to say anything to anybody before you left?
Like, give him the rein, tell him to keep it secret and keep it safe. But you can't do that.
Can't do that.
Keep me secret.
Keep me safe.
Keep me safe.
Please. Please, I don't want to turn into anything. Unnatural.
May not be able to carry the ring, Briggs, but I can carry you.
Actually, Mike will probably have to carry Briggs.
Oh.
God damn.
You know what's funny is if this becomes routine, Mike will have carried me at the end of every season.
And in fact, he did say it in the last episode when he had to carry you. He goes, "Why do I always have to save your ass?" Like, as he was rolling to carry you.
Do you remember the taste of strawberries, Mr. Briggs?
So, if there's nothing else, you guys are going to be just get on your horses and be on your way up to the castle?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were we flying Billy in? Did we have someone waiting at an airport for him, or is he just...
No, you told him where you were going.
Okay.
So I would say, by your best guess, he's probably already landed somewhere, but as far as if he's close or not, you really don't know. All right, everyone give me a moves roll to see how well they ride their horse. What did everybody get? 20. Mm-hmm.
22.
My first
roll. 19.
19.
15 and a ghost.
15 and a ghost.
10
and a ghost? I mean, everybody...
I walk behind my horse.
You're riding it backwards.
You know what it really is that the horses are probably very scared, but you were able to get on it okay, and you're just off, but they're very, they're spooked. So you're in, the dark, the thickest part of the woods, still on the trail, and you're going to hear, for instance, you hear something running, cutting from top of the mountain down this trail coming towards you guys. It is the horseman. It is the guy. He's coming full sprint, full gallop, straight down this path. He's gonna pull out two axes. He's gonna do a terrorize move where it's he has no skin on and he's got no eyes. So he's gonna give a mighty shout and he's gonna have energy explode off of him.
I don't like this guy, guys.
With that being such a terrorizing thing, both Nina and Josh give me just a regular ghost eye roll to see how the horses react. Nina's horse is gonna take off in the opposite direction for a moment. But you're scared too, so you're like, hi guys!
Shucks, I guess they're being taken away.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
The horse turns around and Nina just hugs it.
Hugs his neck, just like, go.
We're on the same page.
Josh's horse just... snorts in anger. It's like you got the horse from Tangled, basically. Is like what is it?
Maximus. Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Does George just notice that he has a sword in his mouth the entire time he's
having Terminator?
Yeah. The Josh's horse is just like, let's go. it's not.
Scary. It's just another guy on a horse. I've seen this before.
Yeah. So considering everyone else is kind of stuck, he's gonna have to make a move. Mike, you're on the chopping block. Sorry.
So he goes to swing at me. Mm-hmm. I kind of panic. Mm-hmm. I try to grab the horse and no, turn around!
Right.
And as I do so, I pull too hard and the straps on the saddle come off. And as he comes out, I just slide off to the opposite side. And
swing underneath the horse.
Not swing, I'm sitting on the horse and just kind of fall off.
The saddle just
the saddle slides as I'm trying to shift. And I fall off the horse onto the ground.
Lucky enough. All right, so he's going to swing. He's going to miss, obviously.
Yes.
Go ahead and take the brownie points.
Okay.
And now Briggs is still terrified. So Nina, if you want, you can try and break your terrorized thing with a cool. What'd you get?
Not a lot.
Five? I'd say at that point with five, you're more like, oh, I probably shouldn't abandon the guys. I could probably help. So that's all you can really think at this point, because you're still terrorized. This horse is still taking off down the hill. It'll go on to Josh. So you just saw him take a swing at Mike. If you want to try and give a cool roll, snap out of it.
Woo!
Pretty good.
20.
I would say you get out of that. You rolled really good the last
time. The horse convinces him.
Yeah, it's like that. He's like, then the horse is no. So you rolled one of the higher ones last time. That plus that, I would say you break. You're out of the pool. If you want to go ahead and try and do something.
Mike's down. Briggs is shorter than I am. I'm going to hose over his head. I'm going to hose this horse down, try to make it back off because I know it had an aversion to
cool, okay.
5 and 8, 13.
13, I would say you hit this horse. And the horse would freak out. not like burning sensation, but it's
like it walked through a spider web and it's like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh god, it's on me some more. I know it.
Briggs, go for your cool rolls!
Yeah! Ghost die!
The best thing.
Do you know what that means now?
No.
That, according to the rules, because it was a terrorized thing and you're trying to see if you can overcome the terrorized, you faked.
Yes! Yes! Guys, at least he's safe.
Yes.
No, he's not! He's a still target.
You faint and fall
and
off your horse.
And he hurt himself. Hey, I'm trying really hard not to do that.
So I guess that means it's the horseman's turn. I'll say he's going to move for Josh, because Josh is the one that's taking care of the horse, so he's going to try and take a swing at Josh. Because you guys are all clumped together at this point. Mm-hmm. Adam's like on the ground, he can't hit you if you're on the ground, so I guess that's good news. I'm going to need either 5 traits or 8 brownie points.
I guess I have to take the brownie points. 5 traits would literally cripple me. He goes for my head, ends up hitting the goggles. I fall backwards on the horse, and my legs come out of the stirrup, and I roll off.
Okay, so you're in the same situation. Okay. All right, but at least you're alive. But now it's on to Josh.
I'm going to reach up, grab him by his petticoat, and flip him down on the ground and push his face in the mud.
That's raw. Go for it.
And he's flailing like an idiot.
So you flip him. He's on his back, but he takes a wild swing with an axe. So you just dodge out of the way, but he's on the ground now.
Cool.
So it's good. I'm going to see if he can try and throw his axe at him.
He is bad at axe throw.
Well, he's not axe cop.
And he's on the ground.
Good.
And he's on the ground.
He's also not axe cop.
Axe cop is axe cop. Get that right.
Okay.
It can be only one.
Did you want to try to dodge?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were trying to Mike.
With
like,
your ridiculous dodge talent.
Right? 31.
Can you catch it?
I'm imagining it right now. Like,
it's that roll is so good. Give me a basic move roll to see if you catch it.
10 the ghost.
10 is good enough to catch it. So I'll say he throws the axe, you catch it, but it's like stings your hand. So now you got a heavy axe in your hand. Not really much you can do with it right now. Back to Nina. Go ahead and see if you do some moves, see if you can get this horse under control, see if you can get it back to
come save us.
18 would be enough to get the horse to turn around and start running its way back.
Jesus,
you are on your way back.
Too.
I'd say by the time we get to you next time, you'll be back to where these guys are. So it's
please,
good.
Thanks.
All right, on to Josh.
I would imagine that being thrown off of a horse while wielding 2 axes, being on the ground, being shot, and then trying to throw something takes a lot of focus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to disarm his other hand.
Okay.
Mid-throw, I'm just going to grab his hand and take the axe from him.
Cool. 25.
I
mean,
okay.
You grab him, just axes yours.
Me and Poole look at each other and go, oh!
You notice that he does have a long sword attached to his hip.
His left playing field more than even now.
Yeah. I'm just saying. All right, it's Poole. You got an axe in your hand that you just caught. And you just saw the forge wrestle away the other way.
Alright, I'm going to move forward on the horse and take a swing at him as I ride by.
Cool. Give me moves. Oh, and get a +1 die for the axe that you have in your hand.
18
would be enough to ride by and just get him, like, right in the gut. He's like right there.
This guy is never gonna die.
He's tough. Because, again, he's purely physical manifestation. There's no, like, ectoplasmic stuff about him, so you're just basically chipping away at, like, so it is, if I'm not mistaken, it's Mike's turn.
I'm gonna fire another proton stream.
Definitely enough to do some damage to him. Briggs, you're gonna wake up.
Yeah. I need to do something.
You're gonna wake up, you can stand up, you see what's going on, what are you gonna do?
I am going to join the fight, and I'm going to shoot him while making sure that I am at a safe distance, like a boss.
Okay. When you hit him, it wasn't like a direct, but it does stagger him really bad. You're starting to see he's acting like this is really starting to hurt now. Like, he's gonna draw his sword, and then he is going to try and take a swing for Mike because he is closer at this point after 4 and 5.
Is my held turn, can I still use that?
Actually, yeah. He'll draw his sword and
he's
want to
he's charging for Mike, and I want to run just right behind him and shoot him directly in the small of the back.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and
watch out with the run up close to him thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his attention is currently on Mike. Yeah. I know, I'm aware. I'm gonna die, it's my fault. I get it. And I'll haunt you. That's your fault.
Because of all the terrible things I did trying to convince you not to kill yourself.
and get you that date with the Victoria's Secret model.
15, so I guess that I should have hit him.
No, it is. He like lets out a cry of pain basically from this hit from in the back, but he's like staggered. He's gonna try to take a swing for Mike, but the damage you did to him was just like pretty good. So if you'll notice this time, the dice are going down.
Yeah,
just...
I hope she doesn't have like four of these guys up there. That blows.
All we needed was a crucifix the whole time.
And now it's on to Nina. Nina, you come galloping up on the horse.
I had an idea, sort of. Wondering if I could get off the horse somewhere remote where he can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak around to a place that's relatively close, sort of like facing him, and then get out my proton pack and show him.
Go ahead and give me your sneak roll to see how close you can.
Because I figured
like while all this other stuff has been happening.
The closer I get to him, plus he doesn't expect me to.
It's true.
So you get off the horse, you sneak around, you know, and meanwhile all this is happening, you see him do the swing and a miss against Mike or whatever. So I'll say that by the time you get in position and you. Even the guys don't know that you're there at this point. It's like, so you're in the, you know, off the beaten path. I would say you'd hit him. It's not like a direct bang-on hit, but you do hit him. It's on to Josh.
Briggs shot him in the back. He stumbled forward, swung on the ground to Mike. He's bent over in front of me.
Yeah.
About like 10 feet in front
of
me.
And you got an axe.
I'm going to run up, full speed, skip Happy Gilmore right between his legs.
you get a plus 1d for the axe.
All right.
That hurt him really bad. That's.
I said, "Go to your home."
He is seriously screwed up.
The sound he makes is. Oh. Yeah.
He's walking around with an axe in his butt. He's just walking around going. Ah.
It's like he has a tail. A metal tail.
Just chopped down the only tree in his forest.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's looking really bad. I mean, it's just.
Can we all add like a sound to humiliate?
Yeah,
Josh was a woodsman on the grassy knoll.
So he's doing super bad. It's Pool's turn.
Is he still standing?
Barely. He's like, okay. he's just stumbling.
He's propped up by his new support. His strut.
So
he's a kickstand.
I dismount, and then as I kind of move towards him, baseball bat style.
For the
I'm
face.
Gonna say heads up, and right neck level.
You get to the bone, just like through the neck to the bone. You nearly decapitate this guy, and he just falls on his back into the dirt. He is so screwed right now.
No, he is super screwed. Because now it's my turn. Execution style, proton stream, right between the eyes.
Seriously, at this point, I'm just walk away.
His head like explodes, but then you just see like a spear just like it's a fairly helpless looking spear just pops up. Doesn't have any weapons. Sort of no distinctive features, but it's up in the air. So
I wave. Hi.
At Luda's corpse, I take the scabbard and the broadsword.
I said, Briggs, grab me that axe.
I was gonna say, can you grab the axe and I'll throw him to him.
So
like,
just to recap, you have an axe, and you grab the sword.
Yes.
And meanwhile, back at the British headquarters, there is the battle axe that belonged to one of the knights from before. So you guys are. Get an armory soon.
Like, yeah.
To expand the firehouse for supernaturally charged objects. But anyway, so it's on to Nina. Nina's got a proton pack.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
What is that total? That's
13.
13's a capture stream.
Your first capture stream.
Hey.
I roll out the ghost trap and get it ready.
You have the part for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess it's on the mic if you're just gonna run. You can get a capture stream, but now both of you give me another move so we can put it in.
25.
Yep. You get it. Body will like it's like starts to dissolve and disintegrate. Weapons staying.
Cool. If I put on the goggles, I look at the weapons.
Weapons look like there's like some energy to them, but they're by no means like made of ghost material. It's just like there is a. Yeah.
They're like spiritually charged.
Yeah, that's how it seems. Yeah.
All right, I slide the handle of the axe through the shoulder straps of my pack.
That's so fucking metal. Nina, did you want to PKE the trap?
Yeah, I'll do.
That's pretty good. That's a
yeah.
Really good
holy
range.
Shit!
Whoa.
Good job. 23.
This is a very strong class 6 with this guy.
Oh, we're like family. Me and him.
Well, you are a very strong class 6 at the moment. But yeah, it's a very strong class 6.
So is Billy. Am I gonna be a werewolf vampire kerfuffle?
I don't know. It's like, well, you're. I can see.
Yes, to the kerfuffle.
Doug knows.
So you can hear some people coming up, like some of the townsfolk who live here are gonna come up the way with some torches and stuff and like lanterns and things. They came to help you guys because they heard, you know, there's obviously a commotion. But when they see the body, like, you know, clearly you guys have fucked this guy up. They say that as far as they knew, he was the only one, and in the event that he was taken care of, they were trying to build, like, using, like, wooden things, they were trying to build a ramp to get over the ditch. So if you guys want, they can bring out that ramp, lay it down across the ditch, and they can try and bring a car over and get some of these people out of here.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's priority
you know
number
in
one.
In fact, no, I want you guys to go back and hide. We are your new lord and masters now. They look at the
we body. Possess the weapons now!
I can imagine one of them walking around looking at the body like, what did you do to it? And you're like, oh, we killed
and
him.
And I say, and make sure you tell everybody that the American Ghostbusters is
so, do you want to go, like, supervise? Do you want to get the car? Do you want to just carry on? Or, like, because they're looking to you guys for, like, right now, like, we have a way to get out.
Do we want to stick with the horses? Or I mean, I can't imagine us getting the Geist one up here.
Well, I think we should at least get it across because it has a mobile containment unit.
Yeah.
Also, Billy is on his way.
Let's go do all of these things.
Yes. Yeah, I think we should go back to town, get a meal, wait for Billy.
So you guys are going to ride back into town?
Yes.
Okay, when you do that, everyone's kind of trying to get everybody out. Be like, everyone's okay, you know, the Ghostbusters are here. You know, it's like, we
have
this.
The tavern mount the head of this thing. There's,
oh, I was going to say.
Exploded.
Is the idea that when you get back, so when you get back to Orlando, are you going to like attach like a hose that goes from the containment unit along the wall up to where a mounted headpiece is so that you, like a vacuum sucks the head of the ghost onto the wall, so the ghost head just is there, and you can
like
just
looking
taunt it. It's just like
in a soundproof bubble.
what?
It's like
no, I want.
I can't hear you.
I want to switch. To switch it on and off. That way,
turn the dial and
like.
it's different every time.
It's
like
the skull of shame. Every time Adam does something stupid, it screams.
It's like into the sexton's head pops up.
Even when no one's there. So we're out at a bus,
yeah.
And Adam does something stupid, and Nina's just like, God damn it.
Okay, so you guys get back into town on the horses, and there's a few more people that are gathered outside. Everyone's trying to keep the people who met you were trying to tell everyone that it's okay because the Ghostbusters are here, and they're going to take care of this. Several townspeople are going to come by. They have, like, a ramp basically built out of, like, logs and stuff that they're carrying, or they're going to, like, lay it across the ditch. It's not that long, you know, so it's fine. And this looks sturdy enough to hold a car over. So you're just gonna slowly get it over this thing. It creaks and it groans or whatever, but you do get it across just fine. As this is all happening, you do see another car with headlights coming from that direction. Not from your town, but from the other town. And it's sort of just like this little rinky-dink little, you know, European car with hatchback. It just pulls up, figure gets out, and it's Billy. And he's just like, hey, what's up? Like,
ah, fellas.
Happy to be there. Happy to see you guys. He's like, so you guys called? What's you got this under control, or can I leave? What's the deal?
We update him and let him know that we're going up into this castle, and his new party trick might be a little useful.
So you wanted to go up with you, basically?
Yeah.
He is game. So if you got equipment you want to give to him, what should he take?
I give him a proton pack. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, it's good. I give him a slime blower.
Good idea. Good idea.
Because he'll be human until you guys.
And a slime blower is something that someone with very little experience.
What else?
Somebody without fine motor skills can use
what
it.
What else should he grab?
I think ecto goggles would confuse him.
Give him a trap and a walkie, and I'll take some ecto goggles.
All right, I'll feel good.
Who else?
And do you want to go ahead and empty the trap in the mobile containment unit?
Okay.
Done.
Yeah.
I think he had the trap.
Yeah, I have it. I'll pop it in the car.
Now, I'd imagine you're having this conversation with him, like, in the tavern or whatever, like, as you're making the plan to storm the castle. And so you'll give him everything. He'll, like, gear up with you guys. He made it clear that, because he doesn't want to freak anybody out, but you guys are cool with it. He'll say, yeah, when you guys want, just tell him, and he'll,
What do we say? It's like, does it be like human torch? We say, fur on?
Yes!
So you're going to load up the guys too, the Humvee, and you just start driving up the hill. You pass where you guys were in the woods and everything. And the further up this mountain that you go, it starts to snow. And this, like, it's like a really weird looking snow. It doesn't look like regular snow. It seems more like powdery. It's not like ashes, but it's like this weird flaky, almost like soapy. Does anyone want to give me a brace? Like a PK? Like,
I can't PK anything.
Yeah.
Use your god noggin.
God noggin. He's got the god eyes, you got the god noggin.
But we have the same brain, but I always roll that.
But your PKD,
but your PKD is messed up.
I'll say that you start registering that this stuff is psychokinetically charged from the readings that you're getting. You'd be like, I don't know what, you're like, I don't know what this means. What does this mean? And if you were to show it to these guys,
ghost snow.
Yeah, well, not ghost snow. You guys would look at the readings and think that this is like powdered slime.
Oh, it's so
it's coming down, like, it's like dry, it's not like wet, it's like a powdered slime, and because it's not, it's like an off-white, it's almost like a light pink.
Do we have, like, bottles of water in the car? In the beach kit.
Most likely.
We'll have a bottle
of
water.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna scoop up a handful and
pour some water on it. If you do that, it would get a little more gelatin, it would get more slime texture.
And it's pink.
Yeah. It's very light pink. But anyway, so it's snowing and it's getting creepy. There's like lightning, almost like it's a light slime blizzard kind of starting to happen. But the closer you get up to the castle, the more you start to clear it, because you're getting up higher and higher on this thing. And as you get a little bit further up, this powdered slime starts mixing in with like some of the mud and stuff, and it's making it very difficult to drive through. But the further you're going up, the less and less it's snowing, the more it becomes like a more of a clear night again. But you're starting to see that coming down the hill on the path and down this road is more like really dark slime. But it's not black slime. It looks like really dark pink slime. And you start to reach the summit and approach this castle. And sure enough, there is like pink slime, not all over the place, but there's like deposits of it coming up out of the mountaintop, it seems. And as you approach the castle, you approach the one side, which is what I assume would be the main entrance. It's basically walls, this entire wall around it, and there is like a, not, you know, like the draw gate that you could pull up. There's one big enough to squeeze through a car, but the gate is down, and it is pink slime covering it, like regular pink mood slime.
The slime is in my hand. Can I see if I can affect it? I'm just going to start singing like, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
You're being very gentle and ginger with it or whatever, and as you start singing it, it just like a little splatter hits you on the face. So it's like, it just sort of just farted, basically. It's like it didn't react negatively.
It was like a burping baby.
Yeah, like, LaForge, you didn't even buy your dinner first.
But it basically was a baby burp, is what you got.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was so small, but there was an effect, yes.
Okay.
But in contrast to the very light pink, almost bubble bath type pink slime that was in your hand.
The dark
this
slime.
Is very dark. Almost looks almost blood red-ish, you could say. But it's not black slime.
What's the effect of positively charged slime on the neutral slime, the neutral mood slime?
If you spray pink slime with green slime, it makes the pink slime positively charged, but it also
makes it act like green slime.
Caps it out.
Basically, the way it works is pink slime by itself is neutral.
Okay.
When you approach, it'll copy whatever emotion is like in the air. Hitting it with green slime would make it positive, but it's capped at that, at whatever green slime would be.
Okay.
Whereas if you can generate enough positive energy, it would. There's no limit to how far you can take it. But you would think that with the very dark, red, almost reddish pink slime, that's borderline black slimes. You're like, it's probably your standard range would lead you to believe it's probably a negatively charged mood slime. So you could combat that with some positive energy. It would still remain pink, you know, and then start to work in your favor.
So then we need to get the good vibes flowing.
I'm going to reach into the beach kit for a bucket.
Okay. Of course, there's a bucket in the beach.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Her beach kit has
everything but a bucket.
Except actual practical beach kit.
Yeah.
A plastic bucket.
Yep. I get out of the
guy's... I'll say it's the bucket that if you filled it with sand, it would make a castle. So it's like
okay.
little things with little squares on it.
Now it's a jello mold with pink
slime. I get out of the guy's too, and I go over to one of the little
springs
and I fill the bucket with slime.
Okay.
Like, all right, well, let's do a thing, guys, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's make some positive slime.
Let's pop in the cassette tape of Halloween.
Cassette tape.
Of Halloween jams.
At least one of you has a phone full of music, so just tell me what you want to play and try and get the cool rules going and try and see what happens. Are you trying to affect the bucket first, or you want to like try and take out?
Well, I want to try to affect the bucket first, and then once it's positively charged, I want to splash it onto the game.
Well, okay, because with the bucket, it's a bucket full of slime is easier to affect than whatever. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's play Dead Man's Party.
Okay.
Is that the Oingo Boingo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's get it all together.
Yeah.
Get the mood going, and let's rock this mountaintop. Well, we got smart. We got some smart off ice.
Yeah.
But you don't. You want to get drunk before you fight the big
I mean. Bat. It's gonna take more than one Smirnoff to get me drunk.
What?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. We should get.
What, Slovakia?
We should at least take the edge off.
We are.
Hello, Boston.
We are the worst Ghostbusters.
Hello, Slovakia.
This is the.
We're gonna get drunk before we save the world.
Hello, Slovakia. This is the return concert of the Goo Man Group.
I'm gonna say, Buzz Ghostbusting is drunk Ghostbusting.
Oh God.
Be fair, it wouldn't be the first time.
It wouldn't be.
Billy has no idea how ridiculous we are.
What the hell is everyone doing?
He'd be like, you guys are weird. We're like, shut up, Max Fleischer dog. Like, what are you doing?
It's like, while we're doing
Tex Avery.
It's like, Tex Avery, yeah. Can I bluff this line? And be like, I'm even happier than you think I am.
So, can I seduce?
If you want to bluff it, yeah, go for it.
Can I seduce this line?
I roll to seduce.
Dog.
It's always the quiet ones.
If you want, now wait, now Adam, you could charm it.
That's true.
I want to charm slime. And wait, you could charm it too. Don't you have
charm?
I guess.
26.
I don't know if charming
this. It definitely swings the direction of Briggs.
I'm excited because I got a date when I get back. At least I've convinced
myself. Dude, you've got a date right now.
Yeah.
You got a date with the bucket.
She might not be quite as pretty, but.
Billy's just sort of like, Billy doesn't really, he's just sort of like, yeah, guys.
God damn it, Billy, don't ruin this
for us. Basically, you didn't explain how the slime worked. He just saw a guy pick up a bucket and be like, oh yeah! Yeah. And you all looking at him like, Billy, come on. Do this, and he's like,
bring the mood down, Billy.
Yeah, he has no idea. Right, what?
I'm gonna lean over and be like, oh, this slime is based off of mood. It feeds off of positive energy.
And it's what's in your veins.
It's how we rescued you.
So you put on Dead Man's Party, you just start jamming out, and be like, yeah, come on, man, yeah. Just with the slime, getting it happy and everything. And it just glows, and it starts glowing and bubbling, and it just seems like it's having a great time. So
Does the color change a little bit? Does it lighten?
Well, it's like, if it was like very light pink before, it just gets like just a deep pink, but not like a dark red. It's just like a very rich, hot, vibrant pink. And it's glowing. It is like a jello mold with a light bulb in it.
We'll throw it on the slime door.
It just sort of like hits it and splatters as much as it can. It seems to do some good, but the glow of it suddenly fade, like it will fade, and the really almost blood red slime just sort of envelops it. But it did have an effect, but it was just overpowered.
We have a lot more to do.
We got a lot more bucket.
Now we have a slime cannon on the guys too, right?
Yes.
Can we disconnect one of those hoses from the slime tank?
Could someone engineer it?
Yeah.
I want to hook the hose up to whatever
the natural spring
and use that. What I'm saying is, we keep partying, we hook this hose up to one of these springs, as it flows through the tubes, you know, past our party, it collects positive energy, we fire it at the door, and a constant stream will hopefully have enough positive effect to dissolve the negatively charged slime that's blocking the drawing.
Yeah, we might be able to overpower the slime with some serious positive vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you could do that. You could do that. Like, it's actually a little bit more simple than just, like, taking a little thing apart. If you just remove the hose from the tank, stick the hose into one of those springs, the suction comes from, like, the pump that's inside the gun, not necessarily from the tank itself. So, yeah, this can be done.
Okay.
And you can set it up. Like, it's really
all
simple.
All right. Let's,
crank up the volume.
Yeah,
give me,
let's keep partying.
You want to give me another song to put in?
I want tequila.
Tequila?
Yes.
Okay. Tequila.
That's pretty positive.
That's tequila.
Yeah.
But if that'll help Briggs get the merrily get the
as long
out.
As Briggs gets on the hood of the Geist 2 and does the
Pee Wee Herman dance?
Yes, I will.
If you dance, I will add some dice to your roll of cool.
Oh, cool! I'm gonna dance. Okay. Can I? Is it a charm?
He will double your cool.
Dancing doubles your cool. If you're gonna really put the magic on,
I really want to put the magic on.
Okay. Wait, how much is your charm?
4.
Add one more. For now. Add
guys.
More to your roll.
This is uncharted territory for me. I've never.
So,
been this
and
cool.
if anyone else wants to dance, we can add cool. We can add rolls to your cool roll as well.
Okay. I'm doing the Pee Wee Herman dance. I'm just going.
Okay.
That's the best thing. That's super
that's
positive.
Awesome. I'll do the.
So everyone, give me a cool roll to get the energy up. And if you're gonna dance or pantomime or have fun, add a dice. Everybody dancing.
Oh shit!
Everybody dance.
Everybody dance.
What did everybody get?
21.
13.
17 the ghost.
18.
Wow, I had the highest one. That is the first time that has ever happened. It will never happen again.
So yeah, you got tequila playing, everyone's dancing, being like, yeah, come on!
Like, I'm just standing like out of the turret in the guys too, just
goggles on.
Goggles on.
And then
yeah.
It's just tequila! With that, you just start spraying the hose,
yeah.
Start hitting this door, and it's glow, it's a fountain of glowing pink. It's like you broke open a pink glow stick and it's just slamming into this door and just dousing it because there's like an endless supply coming out of this out of the spring basically.
I hear that's bunker stomach when you drink that stuff.
And sure enough the
y'all should have been doing the Pepto-Bismol.
That's not very cool.
It's true, it's
not cool at all. -1 cool dice.
We've been losing a lot.
It melts away the outside right on this gate or whatever, and now it's just regular gate now. You got a clear space.
Cool.
I say, Mike, you want to switch guns?
Yeah. Let's can I pose on the front gate?
Give me your moves.
22.
Yeah. That's I'll say that hits. That will cut it. That's basically like it cuts it in half. If someone does another boson dart, you guys can knock that thing down. So you fire another boson dart. That door's gone. You're free to roll the Hummer right in through the open doorway.
I guess I'll just drive it in.
Okay. And you guys are just on foot behind it, just so
and I'm going.
I'm still riding turret.
I'm going to position the car so that if all I have to do is literally get in it, and we just punch it straight out through that door.
So you leave it running.
Well, no. In a position to where we like literally get in, I don't have to do any corrections, whatever. We can just go straight through the gate because I don't want any potential bad.
I got you. So just this thing idles up, you know, through the entranceway. It's a large courtyard. There's a little bit of stairs that lead up to like what seem to be like the main doors of the castle. There is a fountain in the center of the courtyard that is spewing very dark red slime. It's almost black, much like that was on the front, but even like a tad bit darker. Billy's just, you know, bringing up the rear basically. There is more slime covering the front doors of the castle. But you do have this fountain, but it's the very dark, angry looking slime that's there. In fact, since Mike, you got goggles, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Give me a C roll. See what you see.
31. And a ghost.
You notice what look like very small, dark shapes are lining the walls and on some of the rooftops of the castle. At first, you think they're just like outlines mm-hmm. of. You say, oh, these look like a bunch of cats just perched around everywhere.
Oh,
like,
the plague of 100 cats.
Yeah, 99, actually. Of you can see their eyes, like their eyes are like lit up yellow, but like just looks like outlines. But as some of them move, you can see that they don't even have like definition. It's just like a shadow of them. It's like there's no, you know what I'm saying? It's like
it's almost like a painting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've got floodlights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hit the floodlights and start pointing around.
If you hit the floodlight and you aim it up at like some of the cats, they'll like squint and sort of scatter, but when you get a good look at them, they are like flat shadow. They're not like
they're not actual cats.
Actual cats, but they're very much are apparitions, but they are there and they are reacting, but they're just sort of sitting watching at this point. So you got that, you got slime on the door, you got the slime pumping out of the fountain, and the ramps that lead up.
I want to play Who Let the Dogs Out.
I want to play Cat Party.
I want to play the theme from Cats.
Oh god.
The theme from SWAT Cats.
Oh, yes! Oh my god, yes! If you cue that up and start blasting it, some of the cats are like, they're ducking out of the way. Just because it's rock and roll. And just like, you know, they're not reacting very positive, but they're not fleeing or whatever, anything like that. But yeah, so you guys are just in this courtyard. And you got the front doors are there, but again, they are covered in the dark slime.
Do we want to use the fountain and have Briggs pull up and gun the door using the fountain?
Because it's like the blood slime right now.
Yeah.
We can
charge that, can't we?
Yeah. And you can. It's just more difficult than the regular pieces.
Well, I am going to seduce the fuck out of it. We'll charm it. Dance.
What could we do?
You guys did really well. I gotta say, like when you guys did your cool plus dancing and shit, that did really well on the regular pink slime. This is a darker, more angrier slime. Like it's already kind of leaning towards the angry side.
So do we want to hit it with our positive slime first?
Well, I think we should river dance while walking in front of the gate while looking at them.
I think
that would be a good start.
Everyone, give me a brains.
All right, fucking Michael Flatley over here.
So Mike had 16.
Yeah,
I'll say that you have a theory in your head that suggests that because again, if you mix the green slime with something, that will kind of cap it, and you're not sure how the green slime would react to an already slightly negatively charged green slime. But you're thinking maybe if you can. Because before, if it's neutral, just make it happy.
Yeah.
But if something's unhappy already, like if it's neutral and you add happiness to it, it makes it great. But if something's unhappy, what's something that can get it from being unhappy to more neutral or from unhappy to happy? So depending on maybe your song choice and how you act around
puppies, I think.
So it's not so much as everyone, like, it's like, everyone, let's just be happy. Yeah. The sun will get happy. And it's like, it's unhappy already. How do you get something from being unhappy to neutral or from unhappy to happy?
You ask her to marry you. I open up the beach kit and I start pouring Smirnoff Ice.
I knew it. Into
the slime. And I start swaying side to side like I'm drunk and ask Mike to put on Lean on Me.
Oh no.
Done.
Alright, give me a bluff if you're gonna be like a drunk.
You said the magic words. Turns out I've been drunk before.
You are pretty convincingly drunk, and in fact, it's Billy's like, did he drink? Was he drinking earlier? What's going on?
And I'm just like, I'm acting like I was unhappy, but this song, man, it's making everything right again.
Well, it's like you're having like a camaraderie with the
slime. Yeah.
If anyone else wants to sort of give
hell yeah, no, just like walk up, arm around the shoulders, swaying back and forth.
Yeah,
just, I join him. Wait, is this charm?
You can use charm because this is like an extended version.
What is this charm?
Wait, does this? Do we get the?
Just charm.
Well, charm is cool.
Charm is
cool.
Okay, so I roll 5.
I'm gonna
roll again because I roll 5. I don't know. And that's actually the exact same. 12.
15.
Are you just
I just stay up in the turret.
I'm still hanging out in the turret.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Wait, again, one more time. 12. 15. 15. That added together, I would say it starts to change. It's not like an instantaneous thing, but it's like if you're all just like getting in with it and singing with it and just really
like,
feeling
it. It started off as a bad night, but I forgive you, slime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like with that sentimentality of just like
smart enough and start singing along to it.
It's like it's a shitty castle. It's shitty to work for Bathory, but come on, you know, it's alright. Like,
I forgive you, man.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
I would say you bring it up. You.
You're just trying to bring home the bacon. Like
I would say you take it. You would take it from negative to a leaning negative towards a more neutral color. This is like a pinkish, a nice healthy pink comparative to the ones from outside. All
right. So now it's still not positive.
It's fairly neutral, but it's neutral. It's not upset anymore. Now it's just sort of like, hey, you know what? It's all right. It's sort of like attitude, basically.
All right. I kind of reach down to the phone and I scroll through and I start playing Young Man by Hard K.
Of course. Obscure.
Of course.
Obscure, however, it is still the YMCA.
That is true. I will say, you picked two. Josh has picked one. Someone else should pick another.
Yeah.
We have to stop to save the world to look up the happiest songs of all time.
Well, I don't want to do this without research. I would stop in real life. Dancing in the Moonlight.
That's so which overused.
Yeah. Not in America.
No, it's not. It's overused.
Yeah, so I think there's Dancing in the
Moonlight. I like that one. That looks pretty good.
Which one?
CCR, Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Never.
That one?
But that's because I love CCR.
That one's good, but that's almost like if you're negative, you want to get in a better position.
You know yeah. What about
Singing in the Rain.
There's Don't Stop Believing.
But there's
that's true. But I was gonna say that, but
I don't overuse it either.
No, yeah. I was. That's
also better. If you're feeling bad and you want to get someone.
If
else,
we
that's true.
If we start singing Don't Stop Believing, I'm going to go home.
Yeah,
it's over. There's only one song I can think to suggest. And
Looking Out My Back Door.
Oh, that's a good one.
Down on the Corner.
Down on the Corner is good.
Oh. American pie, but it's not. It's actually not. It's terribly
depressing.
You're gonna make it go. The slime is gonna be bad again. It's like,
no.
Something's gotta knock that door down. Is basically like, what's really gonna knock the door
light
down?
Light up tonight. I know I'm
no.
pretty happy. Pretty
that
happy.
Was, that's it. That's an inspirational song.
It's not happy.
It is. Happy.
Happy.
No, it's not.
Is it
it's about somebody dying
yeah,
and blowing
like,
themselves up.
What?
Lollipop, lollipop.
Yes.
That's a good one.
There you go.
You know what makes me happy is hearing Thrones, yeah! Game of Thrones, yeah! Game of Thrones!
Fancy delivered,
Stevie Wonder.
Mickey.
Mickey's pretty good. Mickey's pretty poppy. Mickey's pretty intense, yeah.
Eleanor Rigby.
You're dead. Turning your character sheet. The slime has engulfed you all.
Needle in the hay.
Choose a
happiness is a warm gun.
Johnny Cash hurts.
Wait a second.
Here comes the
sun. Here comes the
sun.
Perfect. Tearing down the door to get in to kill a bunch of vampires.
That's gotta be the most terrifying song to hear as a vampire. we're gonna play Here Comes the Sun because it's a very happy song and there's nothing that would more strike fear into the hearts of vampires.
So, alright, you flick on the loudspeakers, yep. You hook it in, and thank God George Harrison. So it starts playing.
The best Beatle.
Yeah.
So you hook up the hose into the fountain basically once it starts building up, and you're gonna be. I'm assuming you're singing along at this point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. I'm waving the floodlights around, pointing all the cats.
And we hit the repeat button.
Yeah. So all right. So if you're like you're doing all that. Mike is in the turret with a hand on two floodlights, making like a spotlight show, like
the
all around.
I can only imagine inside the castle, like what the.
Yeah. So everyone can meet. Everyone can meet cool rolls, and let's add +2 to your dice.
Yeah.
I have to wait then.
Okay. 19 and ghosts.
14. 25.
24.
29.
That's good. Yeah. So all that mixed together, and Billy.
Billy's just like, what the fuck.
I'd like to think that Billy's got.
He's having fun.
He's got his happy pants on.
Hey, now we're doing it.
All that together, and you're doing a pretty. You know, you've made it this far in and doing a pretty good job. It starts to glow like a very pleasant, happy glow, and just Mike's in the turret. Unloads onto the door and just hits the door, and George Harrison's playing, and it just starts melting away, and the cats are just kind of like backing away, like you know, from all the lights and the happiness and whatnot. But the door is clear.
I say we get ready. We walk up. We open the door and we go, song, 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 here it comes.
You scared me for a second because I thought you were going to say this. I said, we all get up, open the door, everybody walk the dinosaur.
Song!
Oh my god.
I would have table flipped.
Oh my god. Turn your character sheets, everyone pick your color.
But, so the slime goes away, it's clear, you're free to go inside, but if you're gonna decide who's gonna do what now, if you're gonna bring Billy.
How's Tobin feel about the cats?
He's just like, he's looking at them like ghosts, he doesn't really see them as cats. But if everyone was happy, Tobin was like, just, you know, moving around. So yeah, it's you guys, Tobin, Billy, axe, sword.
Mm-hmm.
So the door is clear. Are you going to formulate a plan, or are you just knocking down the door and going in?
I want to knock down the door and go in.
I'm going to go ask some questions.
Here's Johnny. I think that's about all I can handle.
Yeah.
We open the door, get ready to go.
Yeah, all right. And if you guys as a team, you go kick down the door. Who's going to go up front, just out of curiosity?
I will. No.
That's a terrible idea.
Points.
I'll go first.
He's got the best eyes. Let him
go
first.
So wall and pool, just get to the door, you kick it open, the door slams open into darkness, and we'll stop there.
You want the dinosaur?
You have to decide that next time.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by a comic shop and a generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, LaForge, because that's not all. Tell them, Wall.
Oh, You mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right, and you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
And if you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can also follow us or The Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you!
Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
It's very creepy, man. It's very, very creepy, man. I'm telling you, where did it get a load of this?
Ghosts everywhere! Ah! Can I call them?
Now we'll have